Hello, hello, and welcome back to another mini episode of Fluently Forward. Today, we are going to be talking about the Selena Gomez and the Hailey Bieber drama. And I think a lot of you have been talking to me on Instagram and saying, half of you said, you need to cover this, I want a deep dive. And then the other half said, please, for the love of God Almighty, don't talk about this anymore. We're all sick to death of hearing about it. But you're smart. You've read the title. Obviously, you can tell we're going to be talking about it. But what I want to talk about today is something that I think I haven't seen people talking about this specific angle of what I'm going to be referencing. Maybe because they didn't want to be deemed as creepy. Maybe because they have boundaries with celebrities. But you guys know me. I don't have that. What I want to talk about is the theory that Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber have crushes on each other. And I know that that sounds so perverse, but I think after I kind of walk you through it for the next 10 minutes, I think that you will also agree with this theory. If any of you are watching on YouTube, my lovely, beautiful niece, who is now a big sister, is here in the video joining us today. You got to educate them young about, you know, these celebrities in Hollywood, very young. So what first made me start thinking about this is a song off of Selena's revival album called Perfect. And it's the last song of the album. And it is basically, she's spoken about it before, it's very vulnerable, it's very emotional. And she said before in interviews that she almost didn't want to have it on the album because it was that personal to her. So what the song Perfect is about is basically describing the situation in which the man that you're with is cheating on you with a woman, but you kind of find yourself more obsessed with the woman than you are upset with the man cheating on you. So I'm going to read you some of the lyrics if you've never heard the song. It starts, different inflection when you say my name. Kiss me, but your kiss don't taste the same. Is it real or am I going out of my mind? Curious about the company that you keep because I hear you talking about her in your sleep and now you've got me talking about her in mine. I bet she has it all. I bet she's beautiful like you and I bet she's got that touch makes you fall in love like you. I can taste her lipstick and see her laying across your chest. I can feel the distance every time you remember her fingertips. Maybe I should be more like her. I can taste her lipstick. It's like I'm kissing her too, and she's perfect. So it's this really kind of dark, twisted song about, you know, this man that I'm with, I can smell a woman's perfume on him, but all that I'm thinking about is how good that perfume smells and how I kind of wish that I was smelling it on a woman myself. It's one of my favorite songs off the album, and it's really shocking to come from Selena Gomez because I think a lot of people consider Selena Gomez straight as we do in the society, right? Like, if nobody says anything about their sexuality, we just blanket think that people are straight. And you know me, that's not how I think that everyone in Hollywood is pansexual. That's just how I blanket think of it. So what has Selena Gomez said about her sexuality? She has said in a 2015 Pride Source Q&A, she was asked if she has doubts about her sexuality and she said, quote, I think everybody does, no matter who they are. Yes, of course, absolutely. I believe it is beneficial to develop a deeper understanding of who you are, to question yourself and to challenge yourself. It's necessary to do so. Now, we all know that she also recently had a kiss scene with Cara Delevingne in Only Murders in the Building, and she was asked about whether or not there were suspicions of them dating and if Selena Gomez minded that there were suspicions, and she said, quote, that she liked it. So anyone who's commenting and saying, Shannon, stop being creepy, Selena Gomez herself said that she would like a video like this, so it's fine. Now, there's even more songs that are kind of about Selena Gomez's questionable sexuality. Off of the same revival album, there was a song called Girl Crush that she was supposed to do with Iggy Azalea, and it never made it onto the album. Here are some of the lyrics from it, from Selena's verse. Captured my attention from the moment we met. I knew it'd be a night that we would never forget. You got me thinking dirty. I mean no disrespect. I like the way you're keeping it 100%. Parentheses, give me some of that. Oh, from the way that you move to the way that you touch. From your hair to your lips to your mind to your butt. Got me weak in the knees and you're making me blush. Never felt like this before. I think I got a girl crush, a different kind of love. I think I got a girl crush. So that's just what I have on the Selena side that kind of makes me think, I don't know, this song Perfect, right? Describing this idea of this man's cheating on you, but you are just obsessed with the other woman because she seems so perfect and you can't stop thinking about her. If anyone has read the Reddit... If anyone has read the Reddit thread that kind of describes the timeline of Selena, Haley, and Justin Bieber, which, by the way, if you haven't read it, we should make it our book club on the Patreon because it is so well thought out. It's so detailed. It describes everything perfectly. But basically what they said is that in this love triangle of these three celebrities, allegedly, Justin Bieber would be with Selena and then cheat on her with Haley. And then he would be with Haley and cheat on her with Selena. And these girls were just getting cheated on back and forth with each other. So even before the marriage, like, these girls just didn't like each other. Or did they have a crush, right? But they were primed, basically, to dislike each other. Now, what do we have on Haley's side? We know that Haley has a twisted internet timeline, basically, with Selena Gomez. So a lot of this has been online and accidental from her end. So in 2018, this was basically the first proof that we have of Haley hate stalking or obsessing or maybe love stalking Selena Gomez. In 2018, she accidentally followed a Selena Gomez fan account on Instagram. And then, which I wouldn't have done this if I were her, but then instead of unfollowing, she DM'd the person who created that fan account and said, hey, followed you by accident, so sorry. So basically giving herself away. Then the next year, she views Selena Gomez fan page Instagram stories, which was really interesting because, how would I say this? Basically, I have looked at celebrities' fan pages before, and I'm always doing that because I find them attractive. I think that they're pretty. I want to see what they're wearing. I want to see what their makeup is. If I want to see if Selena Gomez is with the love of my life, Justin Bieber, and like if he's cheating on me, I wouldn't go to a Selena Gomez fan page. You know what I mean? I would be on maybe paparazzi websites. I would be on Getty Images. I would be on the Hollywood Fix. I would be on Blind Items trying to see if they're hanging out. But in 2019, Hailey Baldwin basically gives herself away saying that she's looking at Selena Gomez fan pages. Now, once again, she doesn't brush it off like it's nothing. People obviously start saying, oh my God, Hailey Bieber's face, or Baldwin at the time, is showing up in my Instagram story views. This is crazy. And then Hailey takes to Instagram to say, why do random stories show up on your popular page? People probably think I'm a weirdo viewing their story. I promise you, it's not on purpose. Have you guys ever had random stories show up on your popular page? Like, unless it's sponsored content or unless somebody's paying for it to be there, that's never happened to me. And it's just like, how are you trying to gaslight Instagram users? Like, we all use this platform for like an hour every day. We know how it works. It was just so weird. So then I like to imagine that in 2020, she wised up and she got a burner account because there haven't been as many of these mishaps since. There were also moments with Justin. Basically, Haley and Justin stay obsessed with Selena. Like, I don't know if you remember when fans noticed that he was watching a video of Selena performing on YouTube. They basically, like, Justin had a screenshot of his laptop and maybe like 12 characters were inside of the URL, and fans were able to put it together and say that URL matches perfectly with Selena Gomez's live performance. You were watching Selena Gomez. And then he took to Instagram and had this like apology that was filled with typos. And he was like, no, I wasn't. You guys are being completely wrong, whatever. Now, there's even more. If we go even further back, we talk about Hailey Bieber's old Twitter account. And you've probably heard of the fact that back in the day, like, God, like a decade ago, Hailey Baldwin had a Twitter account and she would tweet that she was a fan of Jelena. She liked Justin and Selena together. But not only was she tweeting about Jelena, 2011, she goes, at Selena Gomez, happy birthday, pretty. Later in 2011, Selena Gomez is so cute, don't argue, bye. 2012, Selena Gomez is so friggin' good looking. Later in 2012, she is beyond flawless and he's, you know, he's Bieber. They're the perfect relationship. 2013, at Selena Gomez looks hot in her new music video and three flame emojis. So as you can see here, she's not talking about, you know, the live vocal ability of Selena Gomez. Why would she be? She's not talking about the lyricism of her songs. She's not talking about the incredible work she's done with the United Nations. She's talking about how she finds Selena Gomez so incredibly attracted and how she's attracted to her and how she's good looking, because she is. And look, another layer of this too is that this past year in October 2022, I think the world stood still for a second and we all freaked out when photos of Hailey Bieber posing with Selena Gomez at an event came out. It was at the Academy Museum Gala. And I think collectively what happened to all of us, it kind of reminds me of when Rihanna performed at the Super Bowl and we were all like, okay, like, I think that she's pregnant, but I know that I'm not supposed to say that, so I'm not going to say anything until I know. But, like, we all kind of think that she's pregnant, right? And when these photos came out of Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber together, it's giving touchy-feely. I'm sorry. Like, I know that, you know, it's, like, not okay to say that out loud, but everybody was saying that. I'm looking at photos of them. There's one of them hugging, like, very closely. Selena has both hands on her back. There's one of Selena with her arms wrapped around Hailey. I mean, like, you've probably already seen these. And they're cheek to cheek smiling. And then there's a photo of them sitting down. There's actually four photos. A lot of people haven't seen the hug one. I'll be posting all of these on the YouTube video. And the last one is where they're both sitting down and Hailey's legs are kind of draped across Selena and she's holding them. And they're both like boob to boob, cheek to cheek, and almost lip to lip. And look, I know that I sound like a little horny teenage boy, but what I'm saying is that when these photos came out, it wasn't I'm Vladimir Putin shaking the hand of a diplomatic leader to signal world peace. It wasn't giving acquaintance. It wasn't giving coworker. It was giving I'm tipsy and we're at the club. It was giving we're girls having a sleepover. It was giving, hey, we saw you across from the bar and we liked your energy. I just remember the whole world. And let's be honest, we were really surprised when these photos came out. Not just because the two of them were actually posing together, but because it was so incredibly close. And I'm just like dying to know what happened that night. So that's just my little interjection. We'll get back to the main episode. So anyway, from my viewpoint, and this is just a little bit of like a wacko theory, but it's something that I think is true. I think that when you have two women and both of these women are very religious, I think that adds like another angle to this whole idea of I can't say that I'm attracted to you, so instead I'm just going to be hatefully obsessed with you, even though the root of my obsession is attraction, because my religion wouldn't allow that, right? That's Hillsong Church, what Hailey's been a member of for a while. Same with Justin and Selena. That's like a whole other video there. I think that sometimes this obsession really stems from attraction, but instead you're kind of masquerading it as hate because you're too afraid to face that. So I just think that this obsession has gone on for far too long. Selena and Justin were together for 7, maybe 8 years. That's a really long time to be together. And Hailey and Justin have now been married for 5 years. I understand that you're never going to like your current partner's ex. That's just never going to happen. Even, I don't know, if I dated someone and his ex was Mother Teresa, I would be like, fuck you, Mother Teresa. And you're ugly, you know? And everyone would do that. I just think that there is a dislike of somebody, and then there is a little bit of a hateful obsession. And I think what's even stronger than that is when you're actually attracted to somebody. And I think that that could be what's happening here from the Hailey end. I don't know if it would mirror back with Selena, but all I'm going to say is strap on your headphones, listen to her song Perfect off of the Revival album, and think about Justin and Hailey and see if that song makes sense. Other people were saying that it could be about Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr, but once again, video for another time. So that is my little wacko perverted conspiracy theory for this week. You know that I have at least a couple every week that are in here. Let me know what you think of it. If you've heard of a theory like this, if I sound absolutely delusional, actually don't let me know if you think I'm delusional. Keep that one to yourself. But I would be very curious to hear everyone's thoughts. So thank you for hanging out with me this week. And we will stay tuned. These three always kind of end up in the news doing something. So I don't think this is the end of them. Thank you for hanging out with me, and I will see you on Monday for a full episode of Fluently Forward. Bye.